It was September 27, 2024, and Kent Grier was stepping onto Ol Ice for the first time last fall at Bort Longyear Memorial Gardens. He was suiting up for the North Bay Battalion in a regular season game for the first time, and it felt like the culmination of years of work, and an immediate glimpse into just how much faster, stronger, and tougher the next level of hockey would be. I think definitely the physicality and speed of the league was an eye-opener right away, Grier said, reflecting on his rookie campaign with the troops. It definitely took a little bit to get adjusted to, but I felt like I adjusted pretty well eventually and found my game. That adjustment began with his very first shift in the Ontario Hockey League, a moment Grier remembers vividly. I was definitely a little nervous, he admitted. But I think after those first couple of shifts, I just started to play my game and it just felt natural. It didn't take long for Grier to make his mark. In just his third game, he scored his first Ol goal, shorthanded goal in the first period against the Peets in Peterborough. It was an early milestone that eased the pressure. It was pretty exciting to score my first goal early in the season and kind of get over that hump, he said. As the season wore on, Grier found himself not just surviving but thriving in bigger minutes and tougher assignments. I think it just goes back to how hard I've worked to get up to this moment, he said of the trust head coach Ryan Olayan showed in him. I feel like I deserved it. Played well all throughout, especially the second half of the year, so I feel like I deserved it and I definitely took advantage of the opportunity. That hard work didn't go unnoticed by Battalion fans. At season's end, Grier was awarded the Don Hadley Memorial Award as the team's fan favorite, an honor he never saw coming. That was a pretty big surprise to me, actually, he said with a grin. I had zero expectations to win that award, so of course it was nice to win it. It's always special to be the favorite of those fans. For most 17-year-olds, the jump to junior hockey is as much about learning time management as it is about learning systems and matchups. That meant navigating his first Ol season while also keeping his grades up, and his effort didn't go unnoticed as Grier also collected Rookie of the Year and the Scholastics Player of the Year award. I think just the support from everyone, family, coaches, they always understood when, let's say, you needed some time before an exam or whatever it was, they were super understanding, especially on road trips. I feel like that was the hardest part, but I just stayed on top of it. I definitely learned to do that a little better as the year went on. He was quick to credit Battalion Academic Advisor Stephanie Silverthorn for her guidance. She was super helpful for all of us, he said. The Rookie of the Year award, in particular, carried extra meaning as he said it helped cement him as a leading going forward. I want to take a big step next year, Grier said. Hopefully become a key player on the team and help win some games. I'm super excited for next year and I can't wait. Grier spent much of his rookie season paired with fellow young blueliner Aaron Enright, forming a tandem that balanced offensive push and defensive reliability. I think just the way we complement each other made us successful, Grier said. He's more of a defensive defenseman, and I think I'm more offensive, but we both have the ability to play either role. We're both good skaters and we both move the puck well, so I think we really work well together. Heading into his sophomore season, Grier knows there will be new faces in the locker room, and he's already had a chance to skate alongside some of the Battalion's draft class during orientation camp, including second-round pick Carter Kunopaski, a defenseman that will be vying for a role on the team out of training camp. That was kind of a point our coaches were telling us before orientation camp. You've got to show these guys how tough it really is to play in this league, Grier said. I think we all did that. All the returning guys showed off pretty well there. It'll be great welcoming them again in the fall, and hopefully having a couple of them play with us next year. Grier says his goals for his second year include more power play time and racking up some points. I want to be a guy that can run the number one power play unit this year, and I'd like to hover around a point per game, he said. That's what I'm hoping for. I know those are high expectations, but I think I can do it. You have to set high goals for yourself. To reach them, his summer schedule has been relentless. I'm in the gym every day, five times a week, and I skate usually 2 to 3 times, Greer explained. As we get closer to camp, I'll skate 3 times a week, sometimes even 4. So yeah, it gets pretty busy at this time of year. For Greer, North Bay has already become more than just a place to play hockey. It's starting to feel like a second home, a community where he's been embraced since day one. Oh, it was awesome, he said of his first season living in the city. It's such a hockey-oriented place. Everywhere you go, you're always recognized, which is pretty special. Anywhere we go, people know who we are and we appreciate that support. That support stayed true all season long, even during the challenges of a young team fighting its way into the playoffs and battle from the back of the pack to secure a playoff spot in the final weeks of the season. They supported us all the way through the year, Greer said. Didn't matter how we were doing or how we were playing. I'm super excited for next year and I can't wait.